The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Oh my God, it is so beautiful what we're seeing. Vengeance. I wash myself in vengeance, in the blood and tears of liberals who are losing their funding. I imagine these single mom with these remote government jobs suddenly getting fired, their mortgage, not being able to pay their mortgage, being kicked out of their homes. It is absolutely fine what is happening right now in America. One of the most beautiful political moments I've seen in my life. Vengeance. I don't get tired of it. And Blanket says, JF, did you see some of Kanye's new tweet? Well, that's what we're starting with. Kanye is currently in a manic episode. And so according to the seasons of bipolar disorder, we are entering a hypermanic state. I don't want to go to your fancy restaurants. Ramen noodles and Doritos was made for a reason. I ain't assimilating to the simulation. I'm racist. Stereotypes exist for a reason, and they all be true. I mean, this is what we've been saying. Like, why is it that there's a category of facts that our intelligentsia is deciding don't exist? You know, out of all the stereotypes, suppose that stereotyping was a very, very bad practice. It still would be right 50% of the time. Why don't we talk about the times where it's true? The times where the data aligns with the stereotype. End of the line, Joel says, will Trump enact any permanent change, any permanent win, or will his wins only be temporary 4-year executive orders? That's a question that's open to possibilities. I think both could be true. I think that he is, if he keeps on this pace, he's going to create a forever mark in American history, because even the Democrats coming back from this, they will have a hard time reinstalling a whole outdated system, a dinosaur system that we're discovering was basically a web of government funding, private harassment, cancel culture. Was basically a U.S. government branch. Unbelievable. And this makes me think about my life. I mean, I've been targeted by harassment at a time where I detected money flows, and I was like, hey, the people harassing me here are not just random citizens. Someone is funding all of this, because it was all happening at the same time as other people. And people will remember, I predicted the assassination attempt on Nick Fuentes. And you're not going to get it out of my head, the idea that these harassment that we see, when suddenly hit pieces emerge on a particular public speaker, this is all coming from the kind of funding network that we're exposing here with Doge and the USAID. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Because if these people were able to send money to the media and ask for things in exchange in secret, of course, some of the harassment we've seen and some of the hit pieces were demanded by political entities. Ye says, I don't listen to rap. I don't know who the fuck is rapping anymore. You know, Miles is like my favorite artist. I'm a 47-year billionaire Why the fuck would I listen to rap? There's not one piece of information in rap that benefits my agenda or helps me get money. He says, fat bitches are sex offenders. I see them and I'm sexually offended. Making lingerie for fat bitches is like giving knives to little kids. They're gonna hurt somebody. If you find yourself in a fat bitch pussy, just remember it's because you're broke. The American Renaissance is in full takeoff mode. I love the new cultural zeitgeist. Ye says that he's the most revolutionary musician since German composer Richard Wagner, because every other artist is run by the Jews. No musician has done what I've done since Wagner. Hail Hitler. I love that Ye thinks of a German guy. Immediately he goes for the most offensive thing. I love Richard Wagner. Oh yeah, Hail Hitler, by the way. Oh my god, this guy is hilarious. No musician is doing what I'm doing or will be able to do what I'm about to do. Why? First of all, niggas is broke and run by, say it with me now, the Jews. Second of all, I'm just better than everyone by light years, immeasurably better than everyone ever. Niggas don't make that fresh out of the box Super Nintendo. Niggas shit not exciting unless they copying my whole shit. Niggas is boring. Niggas all say the same shit. Niggas is pussy and would never get off Spotify. I know it's some faggot ass niggas thinking when I see that nigga, but you will never see me. I don't be where broke ass copycat rappers be. Wow. Ye is dropping some massive truths on the public space. And someone is saying maybe he's going to get banned for this tweet. George Farmer, I did not fuck your wife. Rest easy. Jared Kushner, on the other hand. Oh, what a comedian. Ye is suggesting that he slept with Ivanka Trump. Is that Ivanka Trump? That's with Jared Kushner? Oh, that is not a good one. That is one that could get Trump unease. Maybe Elon Musk will ban him for this one. The other ones were okay. They were below the line. But this one may cross the line if you attack Trump in this critical moment. We are learning that the Trump administration is doing something that I think I demanded this since 2018. Back in very original TPS episodes, I remember we were interviewing Africaneers from South Africa. You know, many of them came. There was a couple, there was a guy with his wife, there was a survivalist from South Africa at some point. And I was like, how is it that the US has a refugee program? The refugee program is if you're getting harassed or targeted by some sort of death threats or threats of all kind from your country or injustices in your country, you can come to the US and be a refugee. But this program gets used for all of the wrong reasons. And yet we have white people in South Africa being actually targeted for murder. And yet you have the federal authorities of the U.S. refusing to acknowledge that, yes, white people can be the victim. And in fact, they are the most common victim of racism. If you look at the murder statistics, there's not many white people who murder black people for being black. There is a whole lot of murder every year that ultimately boils down to racial hatred against white. Blanket says, JF, you think Kanye will get banned from Twitter for this? I think he might. So now we're learning that Trump is designating the Africaneers of South Africa as potential recipients of federal refugee status. At the same time, he is ordering a freeze of all aid to South Africa for racial discrimination, Unfortunately, the order doesn't state white. Why doesn't he say it? Because there's people in South Africa who are white, but who are not Afrikaners. They don't descend from a traditional family from South Africa, but they might just be white who made it to South Africa for some other reason. And they may not identify as Afrikaners. So I would warn Trump here to be more broad in your umbrella. But it's definitely a victory in the sense that you have something here that I was talking about in 2019. Why don't we? Well, if we're going to have a refugee program of any kind, why not make sure it's white refugees? And this is what it looks like here. Trump, including the admission and resettlement through the United States Refugee Admission Program for Afrikaners in South Africa. Boom. And so suddenly you have a very anti-white system, which is the refugee program, which combats white demographics every year. It's been doing so for 40 years. And now suddenly the refugee program could not only maintain the white demographics of America, but could be to our advantage. I doubt that it will ever be to our advantage, but at least it's walking in that direction. Absolutely important decision by Trump, and there should be more like this. Why don't we welcome the whites that are running away from Europe? Because they are being harassed by red tape bureaucracy. Why don't we give them refugee status? I'm talking about white Europeans that are getting harassed, that are living under anti-white rules. Why don't you give them refugee status? I personally am against refugees. Don't take them. And don't ever put your society in a state where it is obligated to receive refugees. That's completely stupid. But if we're going to have a refugee program, why not make it white? Bro, this video is absolutely hilarious because you can see the frustration of these politicians as they get barred from government bureaus that are being investigated by Musk. And now it's the Department of Education. Musk is starting his look into the Federal Department of Education, which, as far as we believe, maybe 90-95% of it is not ordered by statutes and could be cut out immediately, legally, by Musk.
Look them in the eye. Come on, hold your face up. Look at them. Let them see you.
And here you'll see Maxine Waters is a dinosaur because she is she's immediately going for the ID of this guy. She wants to identify him. She wants him to be identified by the public press so that he can be harassed. This is Maxine going for her dinosaur hit piece direction. She wants this poor guy who's just a federal employee for security. He's been told by his bosses, just guard this door and make sure people don't enter. And he's doing his job. And, you know, as a Democrat, she should appreciate that she is in front of a federal employee, one of your boys. But no, she wants to harass him because he doesn't do what she wants.
This is him. Look at it. What's your name? ID. Tell us your name. Give me that ID again.
Giving you the ID, I shared it to you.
So what?
I've already shown you the ID. I'm not showing it again. That is the right attitude because you show them the ID. The fact is they don't want your ID. They care about your ID being caught by a camera. This guy was clever enough to show his ID. So I'm a legitimate federal employee. I am authorized to keep this door. And then he hides his ID and doesn't show it to the camera.
I showed you the ID.
You do what?
I showed you the
Could
ID.
Could you let me see the ID again? Huh?
No.
Could you let me see the ID again? Wow, man, these people are sad. Who the fuck is electing these people?
No? Will someone else ask him for the ID? Will you ask?
And now she thinks that she wants someone else to be part of her club of harassment. If someone else asks him, he's going to be obligated to show it. Well, no.
asking for it. He won't let me see it again. You didn't see it. Look them in the eye. Come on, hold your face.
So they're trying to get his name because they want some hit piece. They want him to get arrested. This is the old regime, Maxine. Cancel culture is over. We're rehiring big balls. We're rehiring the children that got hit pieces written on them in Wired. Thanks to JD Vance today, who took a stand and said, no, you know what? We're not going to cancel these Doge teenagers for racism. They're welcome back. Absolutely beautiful to see a bunch of shit posters. There was a shit poster named Marcos LS in the Doge department of Elon Musk. He had an old anonymous account. Somehow they traced him back, and the mainstream media started writing it pieces about him. Oh, look, he's made statement against Indians, and he says he is racist. And it's beautiful to see J.D. Vance with an Indian wife saying, no, even if this guy is anti-Indians in some anonymous Twitter account, we're welcoming him back into the government. That is absolutely beautiful. Maxine Waters continues her harassment.
Do they know that we are here? Max, ask the question again. That's the important.
Were you told, are you making this decision to stand in front of this door on your own behalf, on behalf of the Department of Education, or were you told to come out here and block members of Congress and ride the desk?
I'm doing my job.
So everybody's...
What is that?
Just doing my job.
We're doing our jobs.
We're trying to save your job.
We're trying to save your job.
Show them your ID.
Were you told to stand here, or did you decide to stand here and block members of Congress from entering the Department of Education?
This guy is starting to have black fatigue. All these black politicians complaining. He's like,
we're allowed in there.
So a private security contractor is blocking members of Congress.
Maybe he doesn't understand.
Is making the decision to block members of Congress from a public access entrance.
I don't think he knows.
You have the authority as a private security contractor to block members of Congress. That has been knighted and granted to you.
You have to at least let us go to the desk.
Yeah.
Hey, the goons
out. Oh, my. Look at that.
Who told you to do this? Open the door.
I see you now.
So do you understand who members of Congress are?
I got it, yeah.
Well, and you don't
who
care.
Who are we then?
I got the job to do.
You don't care.
We have a job to do.
We're not dangerous people. We're members security. There are no thieves and thugs out here.
You're all thieves and thugs. You have systematized your thieving through state processes.
Members of Congress. We're parents. We're teachers.
Yeah, well, you don't have access to this particular building because the doors are closed. We have to let the Elon Musk teenagers do their job.
Each of us...
There's our ID. Right there.
We were elected to do this.
This is our job.
I love this new sentence that we're hearing. The Democrats keep repeating, you're not elected to do this. Well, were any of your fucking clown bureaucrats elected to do what they did? No, you were hiring executive power anytime you wanted to do all these dirty money transfers, to do this waste. They were not any more elected than the guy that's standing in front of the door. You have a new executive, and it's legitimate for the new executive to execute things in the way they want, in the way the American people gave them a mandate to do. Diamond Eyes says, I'd like to hear your thoughts on high copays for medications. People seem to want the instant gratification, immediate cheap prices through law, then go through the problem of breaking up monopolies. Biden's price controls are a mask by having people pay high deductibles in the beginning of the year. It is absolutely ridiculous. The entire health system in America is a scam. You pay these enormous monthly fees and you're not going to need that much health care. You're never going to need as much as you pay. And when you do need it, you realize the price, and the health insurance doesn't even help you. It's like you won't be able to afford the copay itself. It's absolutely insane. I don't know what to say about this other than it's a mess. It was a mess handled by the private sector itself. And then they made it even more of a mess by forcing these health insurance to offer certain things, and the whole Obamacare system forced them to be a certain way. It totally destroyed healthcare in America. As far as I'm concerned, I don't understand why people are even paying these health costs every month. You're not gonna, if you stop paying it, you're gonna be fine first. You're gonna die at some point in your life, which you will with health insurance too. And if there's ever something that surprises you in life and now you think you're gonna need health insurance, then get it later. But if you're healthy, there's no way you're coming into the positive interacting with health insurance. So I just don't get it. Why do you have an health insurance? You're gonna have a heart surgery. They're gonna ask for $50,000 copay. Do you have $50,000 in your bank account? No. Well, then, then you don't get heart surgery. Padam says, I don't think the staged confrontation on camera by a politician is representative of anything but soap opera drama. Well, maybe it's not, but to me, it is beautiful. It's beautiful that the Democrats are being barred, and it's like, no, you're not going to come and mess with the operations of Elon Musk. Lendald Guntram says, exactly, JF. For example, think of the Chiaramella guy. Who elected him? No one, right? And there are thousands, more likely tens of thousands, admin/deep state operators like that. The Democrats never thought it through properly. Yeah, so they're losing power. That's what they're complaining about. But the people kicked you out. An executive order by Donald Trump to assess any ongoing infringement of the Second Amendment rights of our citizens and present a proposed plan of action to protect the rights of all Americans. Let me tell you, this could be very interesting, because if Donald Trump starts going into all these cities that are locally banning firearms and they get their local policemen to arrest you if you have firearms, we're talking open carry on the streets, this should be legal by the Second Amendment. But in more than 50% of America, it's not legal. And they do so knowing that their little rules are anti-constitutional, but they still do it. And they will still give you trouble for having a gun and committing no crime. This needs to stop. And what Trump could do very easily is say, any of these Democrat cities that ban guns, I'm not funding you anymore. I'm not giving you your little grant for this, little grant for that. No more money. And that would be so aligned with Democrats, basically, because wherever you have these gun bans is where Democrats are leading. So you would totally cut funding to maintain Democrat cities. Blanket says, JF, what do you think about Orange Man executive order that prevents men playing in women's sport? Well, I think it's great. I think it's the kind of thing that will leave a permanent mark, because it's going to be very hard as all of the official, you know, tournament structure and leagues of all sports, they all have internal rules. They will all adjust to Trump. They will all have to abide because they are too dependent on federal funding and on federal rules. So once they have adjusted, it's going to be very hard for a Democrat to come back and put trans issues back at the forefront, knowing that it's probably what led them to lose. Like, remove the trans from the equation of the world in the last 15 years. And let me tell you, we may not have a Trump victory. The trans, they will start being identified as the culprit for the Democrats, and they're going to have to put a brake on their attack on reproductive rights and gender. Three of the men reshaping the government with Doge, Gavin Kliger, 25, reposted Nick Fuentes and other white supremacists. Marco Ellis, 25, says he was racist before it was cool. Edward Corestine, 19, fired from past job for sharing internal information with a competitor. Yes! Those are the kind of people who may have watched the public space. Those are the kind of youth that were part of the audience of the public space 6 years ago and that were exposed to genuine far-right talking points on the internet. Those are the people currently in Doge. This is so beautiful. So beautiful because they're deploying their little algorithm and they're being geeks about it, and we're going to find everything that's wrong with the government. I mean, well, whatever they will find will be just a fraction of it, but it's good to have just the beginning of a slashing down of all this crap. And and as far as the third one who has leaked information, if you don't take people from hacker culture, you're missing on something, because these people are true geniuses. They were people who, they were teenagers, they were gathering data, and they were like, I want it to be free for everyone. So yes, I don't take issue at all that this guy has leaked, because there is a form of hacking that is reprehensible morally. There is a form of hacking where you actually hurt people and expose their private info. But someone who has committed into like Julian Assange type of stuff or Edward Snowden type of stuff, where they have exposed, for moral reasons, they have exposed information to the public, that is absolutely good. You want these guys in Doge because, yeah, I do want the leaks. I know that these guys, they won't leak your private address to get you harassed, but they will leak the information that the public shouldn't know, which is that their money is getting absolutely wasted into pulling a smokescreen of false information onto your eyes. Yeah, continues his rants. I don't need or want the support of no broadcast slave musicians. You are all slaves. Y'all slaves to Nike when you're there. Y'all slaves to your label. You're slaves to the niggas extorting you. I think he's talking about Puff Daddy here. You're slaves to your management. You're slaves to your bitch. You're a slave to drip. You're a slave to your own perception. You lie on songs. You don't think of anything of value, and you're retarded and dumb. Harsh, but true. These leftists are alarmed. I'm sympathetic to the idea of not letting the press control who gets hired, but it's increasingly clear that some of the Doge hirees were not properly vetted and should not have access to restricted government information. Fuck this bullshit. Your government agents have been harassing people on the right, leaking information about them, getting hit pieces written about them forever. I want this young hacker to have all information. I want this young guy because I know that he will make moral decisions about what he leaks, if he does leak anything. And so your people are not subject to your standard. It doesn't matter when a leftist makes a revelation of a private address, which happened to me, by the way. Again and again, it's state agents that have revealed my private addresses and that have created records on the internet that would allow journalists to know where I live. So fuck your standards. I am totally into having a hacker on the Doge team. Landolt Guntram says, beautiful, Joe, you're fired. Trump revokes Biden's national security clearance and stops his intelligence briefings. Excellent decision by Trump. That's what they pulled against Trump. And Trump, in this executive order, says, look, the precedent for this has been set by the Democrats. They wanted to treat Trump as if he was a danger to national security. And they to shame him, they removed his security clearance, which had been given to all past presidents before. So now it's the new game, and it's the new game that was started by Joe Biden. So I'm all for. In fact, Trump should abolish the security clearance of any Democrat past president, period. in his hypermanic state, has revealed to the world what it looks like when big personalities receive crypto offers to scam their crypto audience into participating to a rug pull. You pay for the token, and then the token disappears and it's worth nothing anymore. Ye has received a DM like this. X promotional contract. $750,000 paid upfront to you. $1.25 million paid to you 16 hours after your post on X. Your post must stay up for 8 hours. It is promotion of a fake Ye currency. After the 8 hours, you may post, my account was hacked, the post was not me. The company asking you to do this will be scamming the public out of tens of millions of dollars. I totally believe that this is a true offer, because this is exactly what people do. Again and again, you've seen celebrities, they leave the post up for a couple of hours, they don't tweet for that time. Then they come back 8 hours later and they say, oh, my account was hacked, I'm sorry. And this is how you scam people on X. And thankfully, Ye was honorable enough to expose this to us and show us how these things happen. U.S. District Judge John Coffenor indefinitely blocked Donald Trump's executive order seeking to end birthright citizenship. So we're now starting the point at which there will be a legal fight against all decisions of Doge and Elon and Trump. The Democrats are going to try to continue Democrat rule through the judges. I hope that ultimately this all gets brought to the Supreme Court, and we're going to have an enthusiastic Supreme Court that says, no, we're letting Trump do what he wants, the same way we have let previous presidents do what they want. And it's not whenever it doesn't fit the Democrat program that suddenly the judges jump in and the president is not a president anymore. Yuri says, Dave Portnoy pumped and dumped a shitcoin today. These celebrities have no shame. Like, even I'm poorer than all these people. Like, Dave Portnoy is a multimillionaire. Even I would never be so desperate as to... There was actually someone contacted me and said, Jeff, will you have your coin? We can do it. And no. What a way to lose your credibility. There's no amount of poverty in which I could be. I'm ready to survive in the forest if I need to, but I'm not going to betray my audience on top of it. You know, whoever reads the tweet are the closest people to you. They are your fans. And Ali Welch, you see, was at the top of the world. She had the top podcast in the world, Talk Tua. She did one of these coins, and she's been off the internet since. She's been off the internet. Can you disappear from number one spot on Apple Podcast to completely being disappeared from the internet because you betrayed everyone who supported you, everyone who saw the Tua brand, and they thought, hey, I'm going to throw my money into this. Well, you betrayed them. President Trump has directed Elon Musk's Doge to investigate the Department of Education and Defense. Good.
Mr. President, I wonder what you make of the criticism from Democrats that these staff reductions, the cuts that Elon Musk and Doge are doing are an unlawful power grab. And is there anything you've told Elon Musk he cannot touch?
Well, we haven't discussed that much. I'll tell him to go here, go there. He does it. He's got a very capable group of people. Very, very capable. They know what they're doing. They'll ask questions, and they'll see immediately as somebody gets tongue-tied that they're either crooked or don't know what they're doing. We have very smart people going in, so I've instructed him go into education, go into military, go into other things as we go along, and they're finding massive amounts of fraud, abuse, waste, all of these things. So, but I will pick out a target, and I say go in. There could be areas that we won't, but I think everything's fertile. You know, we're a government. We have to be open. And as an open government, I don't know, I guess you could say maybe some high intelligence or something. And I'll do that myself if I have to. But generally speaking, I'll just say go. But he will be looking at education pretty quickly, and he will be looking at military too.
Absolutely beautiful. There shouldn't be anything off limit. These Democrats are like, well, you're revealing info to Elon Musk. Well, we've been revealing info to you leftists forever as you were controlling these government branch. So what's the problem in someone knowing about this info? You all know about it. You all contributed to it. So we're just going to audit it. It's amazing how much nervousness we are getting from the idea of an audit, which tells me there is a lot of money flow in there. Someone was describing what's happening on military bases. Good afternoon. No books will be available to be checked out from the library next week as Miss Lindsay goes through and removes from circulation any books that are related to gender ideology or discriminatory equity ideology topics, as defined in the executive orders titled Defending Women from Gender Ideology Extremism and Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government and Ending Radical Indoctrination in K-12 Schooling. Likewise, you need to review the books in your classroom collections, including personal collections in your classroom, any book which relates to gender ideology or discriminatory equity ideology topics need to be removed / put away. We have a compliance date of February 18 to have this taken care of. Thank you for your patience as everyone works through the details of being in compliance with the executive orders. These librarian women across the U.S., are going book by book, judging, is that woke? Is that is that gender ideology? Is there a little black Bobby example in the math question on this? To the trash, burn it! We're literally burning books. And you're blackpilling? We're burning books. Holy shit, that is absolutely beautiful. This is where my taste for vengeance gets satisfied. Traumatized U.S. aid worker who survived the Doge bloodbath describes horror of watching everyone getting fired. A U.S. aid worker who managed to survive widespread cuts by Doge has described the horror watching their co-workers being fired. President Trump has gone scorched earth. Amidst huge amounts of layoffs at the agency, one staff member described to NPR how during a virtual staff meeting on Monday, people started leaving one by one as their access was cut off. The staffer said, it was like from a horror film. Can you imagine you're seeing these screens go away? You are 850 people in the Zoom meeting, and you're seeing the counter go down. 849, 840, 810. There is no bottom to this stupidity, a separate USAID staffer told the public broadcaster. Might as well shut it all down. 290 people won't be able to do anything. Bro, if you can't do anything with 290 employees, then yes, you should be shut down. What the fuck? 290 employees should be able to do massive stuff, should be able to coordinate all your money across the whole world. Holy shit, 290 people can't accomplish anything. Oh, if we're not 10,000, it's really not worth it, you know? Lendalt says, USA from 10,000 plus employees to 300 max. What the heck was going on there, right? Absolutely. 10,000 to 300. What else do we have? Oh, yeah, this guy is... seems to be a Doge member, maybe, or he's just a Doge sympathetic guy, the Data Republican guy. A follower was searching on datarepublican.com and noticed Kimberly Cogan sits on the Institute for the Study of War, which is Bill Kristol's group. She is the sister of Robert Cogan, who is married to Victoria Nuland. Nuland is a key deep state figure. Money isn't the only way to trace connections. I have an excellent idea involving downloading and parsing Wikipedia. Yes! Yes! I want a full web of just all of these people who are in the family of politicians. And oops, the sister gets a grant. And oops, the early life of this, he was in the school of this guy. And oops... bro, and be sure you gather the data from the early life section. Be sure you do that, Data Republican. I'm telling you, it's a treasury trove of information. DEI Internet. Judicial Watch requested records about the broadband equity access and deployment, a key component of the Biden-Harris Internet for All initiative, to expand broadband to unserved mostly rural communities. 3 years later, nothing has been done on this DEI-oriented project. The internet infrastructure of the US, it's a scandal. Because here in Canada, I'm in rural areas. I've been jumping from rural areas to rural areas. We have fiber optics everywhere. You should have fiber optics everywhere in America, but it's not the case. You have these cartels, these single company for this region and single company for the other region. They are ramping up the price. You end up paying $100, $150 for your cable TV connection to the internet. It's ridiculous. Everyone should have fiber optics, and it shouldn't take... DEI, and that's the problem with these DEI initiatives. The reality is that rural America is not really being served by the internet industry. And yeah, it's white America, ultimately. what the hell, says Elon Musk, certainly improper, possibly criminal. Catherine Long, the journalist of the hit piece, that got a Doge employee to resign for spicy post, is a USAID employee. How is this not a conflict of interest? It's all a web. There's not even actual leftism. It's all paid for employees that are receiving these splashes of fun toward them, and they're doing the dirty work in the media to smear you. Holy shit, a woman was writing hit pieces to get these young Doge employees fired, and she was receiving that money. It's a loop. It's a loop that should be detectable. This is why I'm very excited about these young, you know, algorithmic guys that Elon Musk is working with, because we need an algorithm that detects such a kind of loop. It should be so obvious, an AI... would see it immediately. Hey, she wrote an article and she's getting funded by the guy, by the funds that the guy is trying to cut. An AI would see that right away, but we don't have AI. We have Democrat politicians looking into it normally. Ye has exposed one of his contacts for crypto. So Ye, you know, has much liberty. And perhaps I have hypothesized in the past that it was because he may be making, he may have converted all of his money into Bitcoin, in which case it will not be seizable or hard to seize. And so maybe that's why Ye can afford so much free speech. And here he shows a DM. Resend me that Crypto Connect where I don't use a middleman. And the guy answers, Brian Armstrong, CEO and founder of Coinbase. I will ask for his phone number to provide to you. So Ye is buying his Bitcoin straight from the Coinbase CEO. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. I'm happy. Not that I don't have much respect for Coinbase because they've been kicking their users recently. So I advocate against the use of Coinbase. But it's nice to see that Kanye West is out there ordering Bitcoin on the desk with Brian Armstrong. Barnaby Buto says, exactly, it was fake all along. The only people that fell for it are midwits that are just intelligent enough to repeat what fake experts told them on the TV. Padam says, I want an algorithm that detects if there are any tribes the Doge isn't going after. There is. Holy shit. I mean, the foreign aid cut was a cut of foreign aid except Israel. I haven't seen Doge expose any Jewish networks when we know that these Jewish networks must exist. So yes, they're definite. It would be an interesting counter proposal here. Doge minus the nose. I suggest adding the nose on the Doge. Alimer says, had to be a biometric face scan to cash out some of my crypto. Really? That sucks. But it's quite standard practice these days. If you withdraw a lot of crypto, it's quite standard practice that they will want some driver's license and live photo shoot. Doge... Doge is blocked in Europe. Looks like the EU blocked access to the official Doge website because Elon Musk Doge success exposes what a bunch of incompetent losers our government authorities are. But it turns out that it's not within the EU. It's you've been blocked by Cloudflare. So is there a problem with Cloudflare allowing these connections? This morning we woke up to the great news that Trump is cracking down on paper straws. Paper straws are absolutely ridiculous. They don't even last the time that you finish your drink. Paper straws, they decompose in your mouth. If you have children, you know children chew on this thing. I mean, they destroy it in one sip. Paper straws are no good, and I'm all for the environment, but I don't know that by creating paper straws where we're basically chewing some of that paper straw into our own stomach, I'm not sure that this is the right way to go at improving environment. One thing is you can take reusable straws, and they are made in a more solid rubber. That is an option, but there should always be the option of plastic straws, which sometimes are just the best available. And you can go metal straws. If Blanket says, is there a better alternative? Use reusable metal straws if you want to be serious about this. But some people don't like the idea of having to wash these straws. Personally, it's easy for me to wash them, so I don't take a big issue with it. You're hiding paper straws under the floorboards, aren't you? This, ladies and gentlemen, will be what happens next week as we get this executive order from Trump. We'll have a massive crackdown. It will be like what the Nazis did in Germany, but against paper straws. All of these restaurants will start getting nervous, replacing their straws because J.D. Vance, the Colonel J.D. Vance is showing up for an audit. Now, J.D. Vance, we've been worried, and I'm still worried about him, based on the analysis of Nick Fuentes, who says, look, this guy is a puppet for Palantir, for all these Peter Thiel-related interests. He is the dwarf of... The dwarf that the Dark Elves want to put in front to lead Middle Earth starting on 2028. So I have issues because I'm afraid that anything base that J.D. Vance does is gonna be there's gonna be a payback for it. 1 year down the line, 4 years down the line, we're gonna be involved in a Middle Eastern war. Or some kind of massive war or intelligence operation wished by Palantir, wished by the private donors of J.D. Vance. But leaving aside that fear, today J.D. Vance has been absolutely on point. And people were pointing out this is the most Christian thing I've heard in the last 4 years from any politician. He was sharing his view on the Doge staffer. Because people started voting, bring back the Doge staffer at 78%. And he says, here's my view. I obviously disagree with some of Ela's post. By the way, isn't this interesting? Some sort of Mexican name? Some sort of Hispanic name? So again, we have a Mexican neo-Nazi in America. Why can't we start by uncancelling the white neo-Nazis and then we're going to get to the Mexican neo-Nazis? Because there's a whole bunch of people that got caught in cancel culture that are white. When do we get a white person to be forgiven? Anyways, it's still good that someone is getting forgiven, but it seems like it's a case that has emulsified itself. It's like, oh, they've just created this victim within 24 hours, and now they liberate him from cancel culture. I obviously disagree with some of Ella's posts, but I don't think stupid social media activity should ruin a kid's life. We shouldn't reward journalists who try to destroy people, ever. Well, what about me, J.D. Vance? Journalists are claiming I killed my wife. What do we do about this? So I say bring him back. If he's a bad dude or a terrible member of the team, fire him for that. Absolutely a good take by J.D. Vance. You know, the politicians were starting to try to blackmail him emotionally. Are you going to tell him to apologize for saying normalize Indian hate before this rehire? Because he had said, I was racist before it was cool to be racist. That is a good one. He had said, normalize the Indian hate. Okay, those are nice, edgy talking points of an anonymous account on the internet. Just asking for the sake of both of our kids. J.D. Vance answers, absolutely based response. For the sake of both of our kids, grow up. Racist trolls on the internet, while offensive, don't threaten my kids. You know what does? A culture that denies grace to people who make mistakes. A culture that encourages congressmen to act like whiny children. I cannot overstate how much I loathe this emotional blackmail pretending to be concerned. My kids, God willing, will be risk takers. They won't think constantly about whether a flippant comment or a wrong viewpoint will follow them around for the rest of their lives. They will tell stupid jokes. They will develop views that they later think are wrong or even gross. I made mistakes as a kid, and thank God I grew up in a culture that encouraged me to grow and learn and feel remorse when I screwed up and offer grace when others did. Boom! I don't worry about my kids making mistakes or developing views they later regret. I don't even worry that much about trolls on the internet. You know what I do worry about, Ro? That they will grow up to be a US congressman who engages in emotional blackmail over a kid's social media contribution. Bam! The end of cancel culture. Absolute beauty. No matter how scared I am about this J.D. Vance guy, Fact is, we haven't got a better vice president. Just from this statement alone, he outclasses any vice president of the last decade or two. Fadam says, Vance is wrong. European people don't need to be forgiven for loving their own. Fadam is always right, and he's right again. That is true. At the same time, we must acknowledge that inherent to the statement of J.D. Vance is that but those ideas were stupid. He can regret them. Which, okay, that's J.D. Vance's statement. Technically, Elias doesn't have to regret them. That's J.D. Vance's statement. And J.D. Vance fucks an Indian woman on the everyday.
I want to try to put in perspective what many of my Democratic friends have been talking about today. They're very, very, very upset at President Trump. And they're very, very, very upset at Elon Musk. President Trump ran for president on a number of issues. One of the issues he ran on, he said it almost every day. He said, if you elect me president, I'm going to go through the entire budget and review all the spending, line by line. If I heard him say that once, I heard him say it 1,000 times. And that's what he's been doing. He went out and appointed, through an executive order, Elon Musk, who some people like him, some don't, but he's not a dummy. He's a very successful business person. He's got a top secret security clearance. President Trump issued an executive order, and he turned to Mr. Musk, and he said, Mr. Musk, I want you to do for me what I said I was going to do in the election. I want you to go through all the spending, line by line. Now, let me ask you something, Mr. President. How are you going to review the spending without reviewing the spending? How are you going to audit the spending by an agency without auditing the agency? That's what I mean when I say common sense is illegal in Washington, D.C. That's what Mr. Musk.
I love this guy. Common sense is illegal in Washington, D.C. Bill Kristol is shaking because he's one of these guys receiving some of that money. And I don't know who Bill Kristol is. Director of Defending Democracy Together. I don't know what this guy is about, but certainly he's receiving some of that money flow, and Data Republican is totally exposing him. Hello, he says the deep state is far preferable to the Trump state. Well, wow, what a statement. I mean, no, the Trump state is much preferable to the deep state. And Data Republican says, hello, Mr. Kristol. For you, the deep state is preferable because you are listed as the president of Defending Democracy, which is an indirect beneficiary of USAID through Rockefeller Philanthropy Advisors. You are exposed. At tip to Danny Campsalot. Wow! We are getting live exposition of why these people are cheerleading for the causes that they do. They're getting paid for this. Corvin Callsign says, Bill Kristol has been a neocon cheerleading Zion terrorist for his entire career. Well, here's one dent in the Zionist-occupied government. One little dent at a time. Let's see where that leads. What else do we have before we close the show? A Canadian electric bus manufacturer that the U.S. EPA had awarded $160 million in tax dollars is now filing for bankruptcy. $95 million worth of buses across 55 school districts remain undelivered. My lawful duty to the American taxpayer is to end every last penny of waste and abuse at the EPA. So imagine, there are some school districts, it's government money, they are paying for this electric bus that will save CO2. The company that makes the electric buses is funded by USAID dollars, and now the company declares bankruptcy. And all of these order for buses will be missed on. So this will have been money thrown out the window You won't even get a bus for it because the company can't operate anymore. A judge ruse will be ruling on blocking Trump's USAID shutdown. I think that no matter what the legal, what the judges do, the big hit that Elon Musk is giving will have an effect. I don't know if all of it will be preserved, but you're going to have the judges trying to keep these systems alive. Some of it will be reverted in the Supreme Court. Some of it, eventually the politician, eventually Elon Musk, with his power of exposing to the public, will show, hey, look, this is what the judge allows you to keep spending your money on. This crazy stuff here is what they're spending your taxpayer money on. And Elon Musk, by winning the public fight on this, may be able to even convince the Congress to make it a law that his cuts are lawful, and then the judges can't do anything. Rodita Sid says, if the EVs are not subsidized by the government, they cannot survive on the free market. Same with Tesla and all the others. That was my view, but Elon Musk keeps repeating that his EVs are not benefiting from the government subsidy anymore. So I don't know what's true here. Is Elon Musk lying when he says this? I don't know. So there is a law in Tennessee which was banning gender affirmation care, basically sex change for minors. It had a case in the Supreme Court. Now, what we're learning is that with the new Trump administration, they filed in the Supreme Court. They didn't withdraw the case, but they said to the judges of the Supreme Court, to the justices, they said, know that the federal government's position has changed on this. So we don't think anymore that this... So maybe that will give a kick to the Supreme Court here, because the Supreme Court was faced with, okay, the federal government wants to force these things to be legal in Tennessee. The state of Tennessee doesn't want these things, these sex change surgery. Who is right? And now you have the side of the federal government that says, hey, we're not under Joe Biden anymore, we're under Trump, and we now believe that actually these surgeries are bad. So they won't change the argument. The arguments had already been done, but at least it's going to give a kick to the Supreme Court justices to see, hey, there's not even two sides to this prosecution anymore. There's a bunch of people in Tennessee who want to ban them, and the president agrees. Wired must be receiving money from USAID because they've been working against Doge for days, and they keep publishing these hit pieces. Doge builds a firewall between Musk's team and legacy USDS workers. As far as I can tell, they're hiding. One USDS employee said about the Doge team, they have built a firewall. So, yeah, I think that anyways, the Doge people must be protected. They're doing a job that is fundamentally against the interest of the people that will get fired. Strange Channel says there's a new Missouri BTC reserve bill being considered, HB 1217. Absolutely awesome. Absolutely great. Because there will be an avalanche. If this starts, everyone else must have Bitcoin or they're going to go into bankruptcy. And eventually, inevitably, the federal government must have Bitcoin. So Elon Musk was laughing his ass off because on CNN, Wired, Doge teen known online as Big Balls, now a government expert. Yes! Everyone is clapping for Big Balls. They're saying Big Balls is based. I stand with Big Balls. Man, I've been wanting I've been asking for this for years. We need people with Big Balls at the head of the government. We need people with Big Balls at the head of everything that matters. And people didn't listen because people never turn to me for the solutions, as Daniel Tosh says. Yeah, we needed someone with big balls, and now we have big balls, literally. at the top of the Doge initiative. Why is Big Balls trending on X? Memes erupt as Elon Musk's Doge army sparks a CNN meltdown. The term Big Balls is currently trending after a February 6 CNN segment was dedicated to Edward Korestein, a 19-year-old government expert. Korestein, who goes by the nickname Big Balls online, including his now deleted LinkedIn profile, works for Elon Musk's Doge. He raised the eyebrows after Wired research revealed that he was part of the Doge army. The CNN segment was part of the network's syndicated show Erin Brunette Out Front. So this is a 19-year-old high school graduate who has used the unfortunate nickname Big Balls online. So that would be one way that we could refer to him. He is now working at Musk's BS inside Doge, and we looked into his background and we found, you know, several notable things. A LLC that controls dozens of web domains, Tesla.sexy LLC. Big Balls is just a regular teenager. Like every teenager, you have your little domain farm and you're like, oh, maybe I'm going to catch a good domain name that someone wants to buy $1 million. Let Big Balls be. That is it for my show tonight. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, join the Patreon, the Subscribestar, or subscribe to the Twitter to get my daily updates on my meat drying. So that's for the X subscribers. There will be changes in the way Odyssey and all Super Chat in the future. So we want to make sure that the transition happens without me being starved to death. Much love. I'll see you all tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow I'll be on a break. Tomorrow is Saturday. I might take Saturday, Sunday break and then be back for this whole week of excitement. It's exciting what's happening out there. Naberius says, I voted for these nuts.